Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of us are comfortable with the idea that genes influence our health and appearance. But as Robert Levinson, professor of psychology at the University of California at Berkeley, reveals, you may be surprised to learn how your genes can shape the quality of your romantic relationships.
When spouses are unhappy in their marriage, their well-being suffers, their health may decline, and they may ultimately be headed to divorce. Why is it that for some couples, even a tiny bit of negativity is toxic for their relationship, but for others, the emotional quality of their interactions doesn't seem to matter? Our research shows that part of the answer lies in our DNA, specifically in the 5-HT-LPR gene, a gene that's involved in the regulation of serotonin. All humans inherit a copy of this gene from each parent. We found that study participants with two short 5-HT-LPR alleles were most unhappy in their marriages when there was a lot of negative emotion, such as anger and contempt. And they were most happy when there was a lot of positive emotion, such as humor and affection. By contrast, participants with one or two long alleles were far less bothered by the emotional tenor of their marriages. Participants in our study belong to a group of 156 middle-aged and older couples whose relationships have been followed by our research group since 1989. Every 5 years, the couples have come to UC Berkeley to report on their marital satisfaction and interact with one another in a laboratory setting, while our research team analyzes their conversations based on facial expressions, body language, tone of voice, and physiological responses. More recently, 125 of the study participants provided DNA samples, and we were able for the first time to link the 5-HT-LPR genotype with emotion and marital satisfaction. An enduring mystery is what makes one spouse so attuned to the emotional climate in a marriage and another so unaffected. With these new genetic findings, we now understand much more about what determines how important emotions are for different people.
That was Robert Levinson of the University of California at Berkeley.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I'll tell you.